When you find your tribe, come back and see me. I can help.
I shall.
Whiskey Jack lowered his hand. Then he turned to Wednesday.
Are you going to fetch your Ho-Chunk?
My what?
Ho-Chunk. It's what the Winnebago call themselves.
Wednesday shook his head.
It's too risky. Retrieving it could be problematic. They'll be looking for it.
Is it stolen?
Not a bit of it. The papers are in the glove compartment.
And the keys?
I've got them,
said Shadow.
My nephew, Harry Bluejay, has an 81 Buick. Why don't you give me the keys to your camper? You can take his car.
What kind of trade is that?
You know how hard it will be to bring back your camper from where you abandoned it? I'm doing you a favor. Take it or leave it. I don't care.
He closed his knife wound mouth. Wednesday looked angry, and then the anger became rue, and he said,
Shadow, give the man the keys to the Winnebago.
Shadow passed the car keys to Whiskey Jack.
Johnny, will you take these men down to find Harry Bluejay? Tell him I said for him to give them his car.
Be my pleasure,
said John Chapman. He got up and walked to the door, picked up a small Hessian sack sitting next to it, opened the door and walked outside. Shadow and Wednesday followed him. Whiskey Jack waited in the doorway.
Hey,
he said to Wednesday.
Don't come back here, you. You are not welcome.
Wednesday extended his middle finger heavenward.
Rotate on this,
he said affably. They walked downhill through the snow, pushing their way through the drifts. Chapman walked in front, his bare feet red against the crust-topped snow.
Aren't you cold?
My wife was Choctaw.
And she taught you mystical ways to keep out the cold?
Nope. She thought I was crazy. She used to say, Johnny, why don't you just put on boots?
The slope of the hill became steeper, and they were forced to stop talking. The three men stumbled and slipped on the snow, using the trunks of birch trees on the hillside to steady themselves and to stop themselves from falling. When the ground became slightly more level, Chapman said,
She's dead now, of course. When she died, I guess maybe I went a mite crazy. It could happen to anyone. Could happen to you.
He clapped Shadow on the arm.
By Jesus and Jehoshaphat, you're a big man.
So they tell me.
They trudged down that hill for another half an hour until they reached the gravel road that wound around the base of it, and the three men began to walk along it toward the cluster of buildings they had seen from high on the hill. A car slowed and stopped. The woman driving it reached over, wound down the passenger window, and said,
You bozos need a ride?
You are very gracious, madam. We're looking for a Mr. Harry Bluejay.
He'll be down at the rec hall,
said the woman. She was in her 40s, Shadow guessed.
Get in.
They got in. Wednesday took the passenger seat. John Chapman and Shadow climbed into the back. Shadow's legs were too long to sit in the back comfortably, but he did the best he could. The car jolted forward down the gravel road.
So, where did you three come from?
Asked the driver.
Just visiting with a friend,
said Wednesday.
Lives on the hill back there,
said Shadow.
What hill?
Shadow looked back through the dusty rear window, looking back at the hill, but there was no high hill back there, nothing but clouds on the plains.
Whiskey Jack.
Ah, we call him Ink Tomy here. I think it's the same guy. My grandfather used to tell some pretty good stories about him. Of course, all the best of them are kind of dirty.
They hit a bump in the road and the woman swore.
You okay back there?
Yes, ma'am,
said Johnny Chapman. He was holding onto the back seat with both hands.
Rez roads. You get used to them.
Are they all like this?
Pretty much. All the ones around here. And don't you go asking about all the money from casinos, because who in their right mind wants to come all the way out here to go to a casino? We don't see none of that money out here.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
She changed gears with a crash and a groan.
You know the white population all around here is falling? You go out there, you find ghost towns. How are you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen the world on their television screens? and it's not worth anyone's while to farm the Badlands anyhow. They took our lands, they settled here, now they're leaving. They go south, they go west. Maybe if we wait for enough of them to move to New York and Miami and L.A., we can take the whole of the middle back without a fight.
Good luck.
They found Harry Bluejay in the rec hall at the pool table, doing trick shots to impress a group of several girls. He had a blue jay tattooed on the back of his right hand and multiple piercings in his right ear.
Ho-hoker, Harry Bluejay,
said John Chapman.
Fuck off, you crazy barefoot white ghost. You give me the creeps,
said Harry Bluejay, conversationally. There were older men at the far end of the room, some of them playing cards, some of them talking. There were other men, younger men of about Harry Bluejay's age, waiting for their turn at the pool table. It was a full-size pool table, and a rip in the green baize on one side had been repaired with silver-gray duct tape.
I got a message from your uncle,
said Chapman, unfazed.
He says you're to give these to your car.
There must have been 30, maybe 40 people in that hall, and now they were every one of them looking intently at their playing cards, or their feet, or their fingernails, and pretending as hard as they could not to be listening.
He's not my uncle.
A cigarette smoke fog hung over the wall like a cirrus cloud. Chapman smiled widely, displaying the worst set of teeth that Shadow had seen in a human mouth.
You want to tell your uncle that? He says you're the only reason he stays among the Lakota.
Whiskey Jack says a lot of things,
said Harry Bluejay petulantly. But he did not say Whiskey Jack either. It sounded almost the same to Shadow's ear, but not quite.
Whiskey Jack,
he thought. That's what they're saying, not Whiskey Jack at all.
Yeah, and one of the things he said was that we're trading our Winnebago for your Buick.
I don't see a Winnebago.
He'll bring you the Winnebago. You know he will.
Harry Bluejay attempted a trick shot and missed. His hand was not steady enough.
I'm not the old fox's nephew,
said Harry Bluejay.
I wish you wouldn't say that to people.
Better a live fox than a dead wolf. Now, will you sell us your car?
Harry Bluejay shivered visibly and violently.
Sure, sure. I was only kidding. I kid a lot, me.
He put down the pool cue on the pool table and took a thick jacket, pulling it out from a cluster of similar jackets hanging from pegs by the door.
Let me get my shit out of the car first.
He kept darting glances at Wednesday as if he were concerned that the older man was about to explode. Harry Bluejay's car was parked 100 yards away. As they walked toward it, they passed a small whitewashed Catholic church and a fair-haired man in a priest collar who stared at them from the doorway as they went past. He was sucking on a cigarette as if he did not enjoy smoking it.
Good day to you, Father,
called Johnny Chapman, but the man in the dog collar made no reply. He crushed his cigarette under his heel, picked up the butt, and dropped it into the bin beside the door and went inside.
I told you not to give him those pamphlets last time you were here,
said Harry Bluejay.
It is he that is in error, not me,
said Chapman.
If he'd just read the Swedenborg I gave him, he'd know that. It'd bring light into his life.
Harry Bluejay's car was missing its side mirrors, and its tires were the baldest Shadow had ever seen, perfectly smooth black rubber. Harry Bluejay told them the car drank oil, but as long as you kept pouring oil in, it would just keep running forever, unless it stopped. Harry Bluejay filled a black garbage bag with shit from the car. Said shit including several screw-top bottles of cheap beer, unfinished, a small packet of cannabis resin wrapped in silver foil and badly hidden in the car's ashtray, a skunk tail, 2 dozen country and western cassettes, and a battered yellowing copy of Stranger in a Strange Land.
Sorry I was jerking your chain before,
said Harry Bluejay to Wednesday, passing him the car keys.
You know when I'll get the Winnebago?
Ask your uncle. He's the fucking used car dealer.
Weesaka Jock is not my uncle.
He took his black garbage bag and went into the nearest house and closed the door behind him. They dropped Johnny Chapman in Sioux Falls, outside a Whole Foods store. Wednesday said nothing on the drive. He was brooding. In a family restaurant just outside St. Paul, Shadow picked up a newspaper someone else had put down. He looked at it once, then again, then he showed it to Wednesday. Wednesday was in a black sulk, as he had been since they left Whiskey Jack's place.